This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Monday is Veterans Day, and for the 21.9 million Americans who've served, the Veterans Day holiday sometimes comes with perks. Everything from all-you-can-eat pancakes and half-price oil changes to free financial advice. But where is the line between recognizing military service and boosting profit margins? Shannon Mullen takes a look.
Most holidays give businesses another excuse to target all consumers, but not Veterans Day.
People put their lives on the line typically and then earn the right to really celebrate.
David Berkowitz is with the marketing firm MRY. He says the holiday does give the rest of us a chance to recognize veterans, but there are no hard rules for businesses.
It's not like, okay, well, 10% off is enough, but 20%, that's great. I mean, what is something that is a bit above and beyond what, say, someone will find in a typical, you know, circular or that veterans will be especially excited about?
The website military.com lists dozens of discounts this year for veterans and their families. Everything from free admission to national parks to a free meal at Hooters. Kelly Martin teaches marketing ethics at Colorado State University. She says all consumers are watching, and it's hard to tell which companies are trying to recognize veterans and which ones just want their money.
A lot of it comes down to how it makes them feel, right? If it doesn't feel authentic, then my guess is that it's probably not.
Pandering or not, many veterans are grateful for the discounts, says Joe Davis, spokesman for the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Military folks, they're not driving up into these restaurants in Mercedes and the most fanciest cars out there. And for the most part, a lot of them are just living paycheck to paycheck. So any discount that any commercial business can provide them is a good discount.
And Davis says anytime Americans thank our veterans, that's a good thing. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
A quick update before we go on. We told you the other day about the Army shutting down ROTC units at 13 universities, mostly in the South. Yeah, the Army has changed its mind on that one.